This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, November 17th, 2024. Daniel, even if.
Good to be with you this morning. Isn't this just a glorious day to be part of God's creation? Amen? Amen. There at home, good to see you. Well, whatever. Anyway, today is our third and final message of our series on Daniel. Now, Daniel's not just three chapters, and I would encourage you in the next week or two, read the rest of the book, because it's an interesting book. King Nebuchadnezzar is an interesting character, and what God does with him is it's fascinating. So I'd encourage you to read the rest of it. I want to thank Bonnie. I saw Bonnie come in.
She's with our youth.
Oh, she's over across. And Carrie for the messages the last 2 weeks. They were great, weren't they? You're going to have to clap loud. Bonnie can't hear you. Okay. And now they shared about what if, and then Carrie talked about what about. This morning we're going to talk about even if.
Well, good morning again, Connection Church. My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I forget, Phyllis. Bruce either wants to be baptized or reaffirm his baptism. That's why he came up. He's doing this. So let's talk. Okay? All right. Okay. Amen. You know, it's so cool, isn't it, the way God works? Yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you so much for today. It's a day that you've made, a day that we get to be a part of. It's a gift. Help us recognize the gift that we have in one another, in what you've given us, in our even our circumstances, Lord. Open our hearts that we might receive your word found in Scripture. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed and said, Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I just got to take a second and say, you see, the power of baptism, the power of that water in baptism. You know, when we have infants up there, they don't really know what's going on, but you often see like a recognition that something special is happening. And I'm not sure if Bruce here could explain what baptism, but he knows something special went on this morning. Isn't that incredible how the Holy Spirit works and just brings that to us? I just celebrate
Bruce,
that.
Bruce, stand up and turn around and wave at everybody.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
Come on now.
You're up here all the time. Yeah. Amen. Turn around. He's one of our biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah, man.
This is Bruce, and he loves Jesus, right? You love Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You need him.
Amen.
Amen. All right. You can have a seat, and we'll talk about baptism with your mom, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, the power of the Holy Spirit is just overwhelming, isn't it? The power of the Holy Spirit is just overwhelming. Even if. You know, it's kind of another way of saying no matter what. Even if. Our wedding vows could have included those two words instead of all that, you know, we could have just said, even if you get sick. We don't have to say in sickness and in health. We know in health, but even if you get sick, even if we go poor, or if things get worse, I'll be there, right? Even if. It's the assurance that, gosh, it's the assurance that kids need from their parents. You know, even if you mess up, I'm still going to love you. Yeah. It's the relationship of two dear friends, one for another. Even if I don't hear from you for a while, you'll always be my friend. Even if. Yeah.
Even if reminds us of God's agape love. Agape means unconditional, nothing we can do about it, just to receive it and accept that love that's amazing as a gift. There's nothing we can do to make God love us more, and there's nothing we can do to make God love us less. It just is. God equals love. Even when we mess up, even when we say things that are bad, even if we think things or do things that are bad, that doesn't change God's love. God's not going to say, You messed up, so I don't love you anymore. That's what we do as humans, sadly. But God never does that. God can't do that. We read a story in Luke chapter 15 of, it's called the prodigal son. It's a son that said, Dad, give me all my inheritance. I'm going to leave. And he goes and he just squanders it. He finds himself in the pig pen. But when he comes home, the father is there with open arms. That's agape, unconditional love, even if.
You know, the phrase even if occurs 77 times in the New Living Translation of the Scriptures. 77 times. One of the most well-known is found in Daniel 3, third chapter of Daniel. And here's how that chapter begins, verses 1 through 3. King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall. Think about that, 90 feet tall.
How tall is that?
It's 90 feet. It's like...
Like, how tall is this?
What's the ceiling's about, what, 22, 24, something like that?
Really?
So it would be close to between 4 and 5 times the height of this ceiling.
Wow.
It's tall.
Yeah, I would say.
And 9 feet wide. And he set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he sent messages to the high officers, the officials, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, all those big dogs, and all the provincial officials to come to the dedication of the statue he had set up. So all these officials came and stood before the statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
So Nebuchadnezzar has this gold image made and placed out for all to see. Now that's the same king that I spoke about last week. Remember the same king that fell prostrate before Daniel when Daniel was able to not only interpret the dream, but know what was in Nebuchadnezzar's head, know the dream, and Nebuchadnezzar recognized that only God could do that. And he said, surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery. So there he's like overcome because I don't know that he said, your God's my God, but he recognized the power of God and the strength of God. And now he's erected a 90-foot statue of gold to be worshipped. Then a herald shouted out, people of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace.
This command couldn't have been stated any clearer, could it? When you hear the music, you better fall down and worship the image of gold. If not, there's a blazing furnace in your future. It's pretty simple, direct message for them. Fall down or burn up. Fall down or burn up. Here's the thing. This could not be any more directly opposed to what Moses had gotten command from God up on the Mount Sinai many, many years before, if you remember, the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verse 4, New Living Translation. You must not make for yourself, it's just exactly the opposite of what Nebuchadnezzar did. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. Hello.
So the Jews who had been exiled from their land and they were brought into Babylon to serve the king, they were really in a dilemma. Now, we spoke about a dilemma a couple weeks ago. Like, there's a no-win solution. It's either this or this. What is the maybe the best of the worst. You know, you're caught in the middle. So they find, do what the king says and find displeasure with the Lord, or do what God says and take a trip to the fiery furnace. Wow.
Dilemmas like this aren't unusual. I mean, we might not be facing a fiery furnace, but we do face a society, a cultural community, or a community that often stands in opposition to what we believe, what we stand for, what we hold sacred. And we're forced to make a choice to take a stand, to stand up for what we believe or not. Will we do what God has told us to do, no matter what? Or will we follow the fearful and succumb to the whims of the weak?
Maybe that's been your situation at one time or another. It certainly has been mine. I mean, having to make a choice, and you wonder the ramifications of the choice, and it's not easy, especially if it involves people that we care about. It could be family, it could be friends, and you know you need to make a right choice, but that doesn't ease the angst or the pain that we have. It doesn't lessen the challenge. Dilemmas are really tough.
So back to the story, chapter 3. Continues telling us that some astrologers, you know, the wise men, the guys who looked at the stars, came forward and denounced the Jews. They were probably glad to put the spotlight on somebody else after last week when they were almost cut up into pieces because they couldn't tell the king what his dream was, if you remember what Carrie's message was last week. And so they remind the king that he issued a decree that when the music was heard, everyone who hears it must fall down and worship the image of gold. And those who don't, well, then they, if they don't listen to the music, they must face the music. And they must be thrown into the fiery furnace. And then they told the king that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had ignored the decree. These young men who had been imported, had been exiled from Jerusalem and imported into Babylon. These men who were in the training program to serve the king of Babylon, these guys had completely ignored what the king said. They went against him, and they refused to serve as gods or worship the golden image that he had set up.
And you can imagine, because we've seen this in chapters 1 and 2, King Nebuchadnezzar was furious, absolutely furious. So he summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wanted to have a little talk with them. He asked them if it was true. Did they really not serve the little g gods or worship the golden image? He told them that he would give them another chance, that when they heard the sound of the musical instruments, they had one more chance to bow down to this image. But if they didn't, then their fate would be a fiery furnace. Then he said, this is the king, said to these three guys, then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? You can just kind of hear the snarkiness in that, can't you? What God will be able to rescue you from my hand? You know, as we said a few minutes ago, it is so interesting how Nebuchadnezzar absolutely forgot what he had witnessed with Daniel, who not only interpreted the dream, but told the king what his dream was. He completely forgot about this power of God when he needed Daniel. He forgot. It kind of reminds me of me sometimes, and maybe it reminds you of yourself. Sometimes we forget. We forget the power of God. We take things under our own control instead of submitting to the God of the universe.
Daniel 3, 16 to 18, New Living Translation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He can do it. And he will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But to your thing. I know he can do it, and he will do it. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of faith, that kind of trust? I know he will, he can, and he will. But even if, there's that expression, even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, Your Majesty. He's very respectful, isn't he, here, in the midst of being defiant. We want to make it clear to you, Your Majesty, that we will never, absolutely there, we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Wow.
Wow. What faith they had. There is a definition of faith that we read in Hebrews 11:1. Says this. In fact, I'd like for you to say it with me. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Confidence and hope, faith. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego possessed. An absolute assurance that God will deliver them. And we can have that absolute assurance too, that God will deliver us, maybe not the way we want, but God's presence is with us always when we're believers. So we have that blessed assurance of life forever on earth and in heaven with God.
Absolutely sure God would deliver them from that fiery furnace. I know.
It was just kind of
I know, but it was going to fall off now. It was hanging on by a thread. Just a thread. Deliver them from the hand that God would gosh, you've messed my train of thought.
Sorry.
You know, we were down going this way.
I was
way,
so distracted,
and now we're this
I couldn't
way.
Preach we're anymore. This, with...
But you're just, oh, okay.
Okay.
Give me a second. God will deliver them from the hand, deliver them from the fiery furnace, but, that's a big but there, but. Even if he does not, that doesn't change anything at all. Nothing. Even if God doesn't deliver us, we will serve, not serve your God or worship your golden image. God can and God will, but even if he doesn't, we're still going to be faithful to God. Can you imagine having that kind of faith? Can you imagine having the faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had? You know, it's easy to have great faith when things are going your way. Amen? It's easy to have great. Doesn't take much faith when everything's falling into place. It's a different story when the hills are steep and difficult to climb, isn't it? That's when it gets a little tougher. That's when it takes all the faith we can muster to get through maybe the day, maybe the week, maybe might even be a year. You know, faith isn't tested until the going gets tough. That's when the faith will get going.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing, Ben. I stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? And I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, have my hope in you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing, a little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing. It is well with my soul, and I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. And I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. You've been faithful, you've been good all of my days. Jesus, I will cling to you, come what may, 'cause I know you're able, and I know you care, and I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. And I know the sorrow, and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
That song puts this scripture into our context. We want to share a little bit more about what happens in Daniel chapter 3. We find that King Nebuchadnezzar is just furious with these guys, these three, and his attitude has changed toward them. He decides that he wants that furnace to get extra hot, and he says to turn the heat up 7 times hotter. 7 times hotter. It's like, I'm surprised that the furnace doesn't explode. And so the strongest soldiers tied these three guys up, these three faithful men, young men, and threw them into the blazing furnace. And actually, the fire was so hot that it killed them because they were so close. Daniel chapter 3, 24 through 27. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed. And the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God," notice he's acknowledging them now, "come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke.
They didn't even smell like smoke. 4 men in the fire. The 4th looked like a son of the gods. Maybe that was an angel of the Lord. We've seen that before, especially in the Old Testament. Or perhaps it's not a son of the gods, but it's the son of the God, Jesus Christ. Whoever it was, God was with the men in the fire, just as he is with you and me as we face the fires in our lives. He delivers us from those fires, bringing peace and saving the saving grace of forgiveness. We just need to have faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed. You ever seen a mustard seed? They're pretty small. And that's good, because there are days in the middle of some of those fires that a little faith is all we can muster. Amen. But that's enough. That's enough.
Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He has sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be turned into heaps of rubble." This guy, my goodness. Anyway, "there is no other God, little g God, who can rescue like this."
No other God who can rescue like this. That's our God. Amen? That's our God. And he never changes. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Our challenge is to believe and to have faith. To believe and have faith. Mountain-moving faith as small as a mustard seed. And that faith is able to say, even if. Even if. Even if. So the question this morning is, what about you? Are you able to say that the Lord is able and will do something, but even if he chooses not to, are you able to say you'll continue to follow him? He will still be your God, and you will faithfully put your hope and trust in him, even if? That's the good news. Let's believe it. Let's live it. Let's pray. Most holy God, wow. Even if. So sometimes we don't like how you do things. We want you to do them our way. We want to say jump and hear you say how high, and that's not how it works, Lord. And we know that you are able, but Lord, please give us the strength. Please give us the courage. Please give us the faith that even if it isn't what we thought, expected, or hoped for, that we will still call on you, that we will still follow you, that we will still trust you, that you will be our God no matter what, even if. We say these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all those gathered this morning said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.